This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. To know the ocean is to know some mind-boggling numbers. About 71% of Earth's surface is covered by water. All that liquid takes up a lot of space, more than 332,519,000 cubic miles. That's about 1,386,000,000 cubic kilometers. The official website of the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that there's enough water in the oceans to fill over 352 quintillion gallon-sized milk containers. Now, let's go out on a limb and assume that you don't have that many spare milk jugs just lying around. Here's another visual. In theory, you could use the ocean to cover the entirety of the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, in a column of water measuring over 82 miles tall, or about 132 kilometers. Pardon us for using a four-letter word, but dang. It's no surprise that some of the most frequently asked questions about our ocean involve its depth. How deep is the ocean? Where's the very deepest part of it? And what's the ocean's average depth? You'll learn the answers in this episode, and you won't even need to pack your scuba gear. Strictly speaking, Earth only has one ocean. They're all connected, after all. But the five major regions within this giant body of water are all called oceans in their own right. There's the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Southern Ocean. Together, they make up what's known as the global ocean. That's what people usually mean when they start talking about the ocean as a whole. It's also what we were referring to in both of the hypothetical visualizations described earlier. Of course, the depth of the ocean isn't uniform. It varies a great deal based on geography. At any random spot on the map, the distance between the ocean floor and the water's surface up above may be influenced by canyons, undersea mountain ranges, or a host of other features. Using tools such as sonar, radar, and satellite technology, scientists have calculated that the global ocean has an average or mean depth of approximately 12,785 feet. That's 3,897 meters. That works out to around 2.4 miles, or 3.9 kilometers. But we can also compare the five separate oceans' different depths. A 2019 study published in the journal Earth Science Reviews did just that. And they found that the deepest point in the Arctic Ocean is in a trench called the Molloy Hole. It's located some 18,600 feet, or 5,670 meters, below the surface. The deepest part of the Indian Ocean is probably an unnamed part of the Java Trench, situated 23,900 feet, or 7,290 meters, underwater. As for the Southern Ocean, which encircles Antarctica, its deepest locality can be found within the South Sandwich Trench, at a depth of 24,200 feet, or 7,380 meters. The deepest part of the Atlantic Ocean seems to be a Puerto Rico trench site, known as the Milwaukee Deep. It has a depth of 27,600 feet, or 8,400 meters. And what about the Pacific Ocean? We've saved the best for last. In the western part of the Pacific, there's an archipelago called the Mariana Islands. Just to the east of that, there's a yawning underwater chasm that adventurers and science fiction writers can't get enough of. Its name is the Mariana Trench, and it contains the very deepest place in not only the Pacific, but in the entire global ocean as well, a site that's called Challenger Deep. Measuring its exact depth has proven tricky, but by a rather conservative estimate, which the 2019 study endorses, the seafloor here may rest at an incredible 35,840 feet, that's 10,925 meters, below the water's surface. That means that Challenger Deep is even deeper than Mount Everest is tall. The peak of that Himalayan landmark is only around 29,000 feet above sea level, or 8,800 meters. But both Earth's tallest mountains and such extreme trenches are formed by the same actions, the movements and interactions of Earth's tectonic plates. Today's episode is based on the article, How Deep is the Ocean? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. A Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.